I take no Bieber disrespect or slander. I didn't like him when he was super young, but as an adult Bieber after like 2014, there's Bruh. Been no misses. Bruh, I'd even say 2013, no misses. No, all his albums are slaps. Everybody knows at least one or two songs from every one of those albums.
What was it? I think it was with Big Sean. Would you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I'm not even going to try to do the falsetto because he was like falsetto in 3, 2.
Oh, so that's Boyfriend. That song, Boyfriend.
Man, that song hits, bro.
So it hits, and I would say that's probably one of his like... That was like the first one whenever he just stopped missing for me.
That's what put me on game to him was that album, that whole album. Justin Bieber, I don't know where he's been at, but look, he did a damn thing back in the day.
Back in the day, I was a hater. All the girls liked Bieber. Back at my girl at the time liked Bieber. I'm pretty sure my girl now had a Bieber thing.
Yeah.
Can't even be mad at it. They were just privy before me for real.
But yeah, you know what put me on a... actually, the first time I heard Bieber, like, cut up was at the Indiana State Fair. I went to go see Drake, and he brought Bieber on stage. And, like, I was like, he was playing the piano and, like, singing with...
Yeah.
I'm like, look, allegedly, I don't know shit. But
I don't know. I don't like how afraid of P. Diddy Bieber is. There's a reason for that.
Man.
You've seen the video where he's like, how come we don't hang out no more? He was like,
he's like, because I got famous, I got my money, I need to stay the fuck away from
you. Yeah, dude. He's like, I'm trying to, you know. Be as innocent as possible. Yeah. But yeah, no drops from Bieber. No drops.
Yeah, I'm with that. Who you banging right now? I'm kind of stale on my music these days.
I've always been, because...
Are you a big stepper? That's the song right now.
I kind of like... That song's pretty lit. That song's kind of cool. I like it. But I'm picky on, like, new music, and I don't want to sound like my grandfather and be like, these new kids just don't know. But I really feel like that. After Mac Miller died in 2018 or so...
Yeah.
I feel like that was, like... You know how the Flash goes back into time and has the flashpoints? That was, like, an important event that happened, and music, like, hip-hop's been dead ever since.
I could probably stand with you on that. Because I am your grandpa. I'm like, these kids don't know music. There's nothing good out anymore. I think that's why I was so hype about the Kendrick and Drake beef. Because it was like, oh, actually artists that I like putting out music. I got...
Dog.
What?
I just... Like, I agree. It just didn't live up to the hype for me. Like, I just... I expected more of a fight.
They keep saying... so now we got this TikTok. I'm always on TikTok because I bought a burner phone just for TikTok.
Yeah. Hey, bro, you got to show the camera that shit. It's the fun, the tape on the camera.
Can you pass the phone? It's right under here, right here. No, it's over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you hide it so the mics can't hear you?
You can toss it.
He said, fuck that shit.
If not, you're going to be on camera. Yeah. Like I got all my cameras covered up because they don't need to see. Sheesh.
Well, now I'm feeling paranoid. Every time I look at my phone, I'm like, are you watching me in there?
Well, let me turn this off. Why did I turn that on?
But yeah, that shit's funny. But yeah, I just expected it to be more of a battle. But I think when Drake got hit in the mouth, he was like, hey, what is this?
Yeah, he got throat punched. That wasn't a hit.
More than the music, I think he was just surprised to see how many people were down to be like, yeah, fuck that guy. I've never liked him. And that has to be a shock. Like, imagine in your gym something goes wrong and they were just like, yeah, I've been waiting to get rid of that motherfucker. So I think that's what it was more than the music.
Yeah. Honestly, it sucks. They keep saying there's a round 2 possibly coming out. And I'm like, I don't know why. But every move that I feel like he's made since then has been a move of someone who definitely lost and is trying to find like some sort of like comeback in some way.
I can't sit here and say, cause like at the end of the day, dude, Drake lost that battle, but we can't like act like Drake didn't have the music game in like a chokehold. Like from any sports event, there's been Drake played. Most dudes, if they're going on a date and they're like, what do you want to listen to? And the girl goes, I don't know. They put on Drake. it's just easy. And like Drake has had such an influence in, I won't even say hip hop because He's had his hand in everything. So yeah. It's like at this point, like, yeah, he lost a battle, but I think how much they're discrediting him is crazy because they're talking like, oh, I've never been a fan. You're a fucking liar.
Yeah, no, I still stand that I'm a Drake fan, but it's hard to be a Drake fan these days. I tell you what, it's really hard.
Look, my favorite one.
I'm still bumping Not Like Us.
Look, and so I'm over it now, but I'm a Cole fan. I've always been a Cole fan. And when he backed out, I was like, bro, what are you doing? A month and a half later, I was like, okay, I apologize for talking shit. I see what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
So,
Speaking of fights and all that fun stuff.
Adesanya sucks.
Man, huh?
Anytime we bring up UFC, I'm just saying Adesanya sucks.
Oh, actually, I guess we could talk about Adesanya and that.
Oh, no, we already did. I'm just reminding people.
Can we talk about how Drake has had his legs crossed when he finished him? Like, you're not supposed to have your legs crossed, everybody.
I didn't even see that, bro. I was just focused on, like, he had no escape. So there's three things that pissed me off about how he lost. One, don't be a swagger jacker and then it go bad. Like the whole Max Holloway pointing down and to get choked out 15 seconds later, crazy to me.
You said it that, last time we talked about him, I kind of alluded to in the last podcast when I was like, fighters just need to like work on a jujitsu. but we had guests and I didn't want to derail us too much. But you were talking about how he was like the... He says he's the last style bender, but where's the style for jiu-jitsu? Where is that at?
I take it as far to say the last style bender is a 155 champ. Because he can strike, he can grapple, he can wrestle, he will submit you, he will knock you out. That is the last style bender right there.
Okay.
In terms of, like, the definition.
Who's that? Taporia?
No.
Sugar?
No, dude.
I don't know. I can't.
I'm
still kind of mixed up.
It's Khabib's boy. I'm forgetting his name.
Oh, Dagestani.
Dagestani. I'm forgetting his name.
It's Makhachev.
Yeah, it's Makhachev.
Yeah, 155. Yep.
But Adesanya, if he would have came in and worked on his wrestling and grappling, which is the proof's in the pudding, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't at no point.
You know, Alex, I think that I saw something Alex was like hinting that he feels like Izzy was hurt, and then Izzy kind of responded back saying, like, it's like you know me, brother, or something like that.
Right. Alex Pereira?
Pereira. Yeah. He said...
I'm not here to make excuses. Like they went through the same fight training. Like, to say Adesanya was hurt and Drickus isn't. Like, to train martial arts, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... Like, you know, it doesn't...
No, but he was saying, like, there was a lack of kicks. And I will say that, like, he didn't throw his question mark kick one time that whole fight. I did not see a question mark kick thrown from Izzy. And I was looking for it because I was like, where is this kick at?
Maybe it's a possibility. And you're definitely right. But I don't think, like... If you're hurt to the point where you feel like you're not going to, especially for a championship fight, if you feel like you're not going to perform, especially with the name he has, like Adesanya, as much as he's done for the UFC, he could have postponed that fight and took it when he was healthy.
Yeah.
And no one would have ever said anything.
What do you think about Alex Pereira going back down to middleweight? Now this one I do know middleweight to fight Drakus Duplessis.
So my fighting perspective has changed. Like recently, I like, as much as I hated Dustin Poirier after the last Makhachev fight, I respect him, I like him. Makhachev has been growing on me, but overall, I think Pereira should be fighter of the year, dude.
Okay.
When the UFC's needed him, he's always stepped up. Anyone who stepped up got put down. And then even then, he's just doing shit to be petty. He's like, oh, this guy beat Adesanya. Let me add another one to my belt to show why I'm better than this guy. Or even, what is it? Like, he's fought like five times this year.
Yeah.
Hasn't he? Like,
but Izzy was on that run too. So what is that like?
Izzy was on that run. I just think it's funny how everything he's done, he's doing it because Izzy couldn't.
Okay.
So the moving up to 205 and becoming champion, Izzy wanted to do that. The day he came into the UFC, he was like, oh, that's my plan.
Yeah.
I'm going to clean out 185, go to 205. He got we know what happened to him when he went up to 205. It wasn't terrible, but he couldn't defend the grappling. Pereira, not only did he go up to 205, not only did he beat the dude that beat Izzy, he's cleaned out the division.
I hate talking bad about Izzy because I love that man. I seriously love him, respect him, and everything he's done. I would like to see more grappling out of him, but at the end of the day, you know, he fights how he fights, and he did come from a kickboxing background. He didn't come as a grappler, and I think that when you look at mixed martial arts, and this is kind of what I was kind of alluding to in the last podcast, was that, like, I almost feel, like you're saying, Islam Makhachev has it right, and I think if you want to be the best fighter ever, you need to blend the styles.
Yeah, well, the thing is like, that's... So what I will say is I like Izzy for certain things. I like Izzy because for the most part, even though some people will say he's cringe, me including, he's very true to himself. He's not going to change who he is. He's been who he said he was from the beginning. I like that he's not really about bullying. I like there's certain stuff I like about him. But to say the last style bender and you have one style, I don't really agree with it. On top of that, like... You've been in the UFC for a long time, dude. Your only losses, other than with Pereira, are for the same reason, because you can't grapple.
Well, Strickland fight wasn't. I mean, he didn't try to grapple.
Strickland's just weird, dude. Strickland has a super weird style. And then even then, like, whenever I look at fighters, I can kind of grasp what they're doing. Strickland, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, I want no parts of it. But the high knees and the constant jabs, like... I get why that would be kind of difficult to fight. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, like, you know, whenever they have those new guys that give you trouble in jiu-jitsu, and I wouldn't even say trouble, they're just a little more annoying than you feel they should be. And they,
in what way?
Have you ever, like, played someone who's a super beginner and they have a little bit of success just because you can't, like, figure out what the fuck they're trying to do?
I don't know. Not off the top of my head. I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it's happened, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
It's happened to me so many times in life, dude. In football, like, there's a new guy. Mm-hmm. He's never played football before, but for some reason just he doesn't know what he's doing. He's doing everything wrong, but because it's so foreign to you, it works. You know what I mean? And Adesanya is such a pure striker that when Strickland came in with that weird shit, he's just like, what the fuck? What am I reading?
Yeah.
But, like, styles make matchups. And because he's so unorthodox, I think that's what makes him hard for everybody.
Okay. So back to my question, though. Do you think Alex can take out DDP? I hate even giving him that title because DDP sounds like Diamond Dallas Page, which is like, I don't even want to disrespect my man Diamond Dallas Page by giving that little bum-ass bitch Dricus du Plessis that
if
title.
If they can give LaDainian Tomlinson LT after Lawrence Taylor is what he was to the NFL, I don't care what they do with nicknames when the other one retired.
Ooh, that's a deep cut. Like, Damian Thomas, man, he was the Chargers, bro. He lit him up.
But the thing is, he's not the real LT. I'm a Giants fan. It's always going to be Lawrence Taylor.
Okay.
Lawrence Taylor won MVPs. Lawrence Taylor won Super Bowls. Lawrence Taylor, to this day, is considered the most feared linebacker, outside linebacker of all time.
Okay.
LT is Lawrence Taylor.
Linebackers, they get their shine. Don't get me wrong, but I love a good running back. And I love a good running back that can juke the pants off of another linebacker.
I'm not... So LT was great, dude. LT was fucking fun to watch.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't believe so.
Can you look up LaDainian Tomlinson and see if he's in the Hall of Fame for me, please?
He may... I don't remember, but the thing is like... His production wasn't long enough. It doesn't seem like it, but it was, like, if you look at that span, it was really
only
3 years.
Three?
Yeah. It was only, like, 3 years where he was LaDainian Tomlinson, and then they let him go. Yeah. And he went to the Jets, and he had some...
He's Hall of Fame 2017.
Okay. Thank you.
Then, he's Hall of Fame, but I don't know. Out of all the Hall of Fame running backs, he wouldn't be the first one I'm picking.
I'm picking Reggie Bush. I'm joking. Look, just like when Reggie Bush was like my favorite. Like when I wanted to be a pro football player, Reggie Bush is who I wanted to be. Like he had the looks, he had the girls, he had the abs, he had the jukes. You know, he would shake dudes out their motherfucking cleats, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if I've ever told you, but I'm gonna just plead no contest on this. Archie will laugh at this part, but I'm gonna plead no contest. I'm not gonna say nothing on this.
All right, I'll let that slide.
I'll tell you after.
Okay, but. Did you answer the question if Alec could beat Drakus? We didn't.
Oh yeah. I think he'll knock Drakus out. I think Drakus is too sloppy, and I think what Alex has that Adesanya doesn't with the technique, he has a lot more power behind everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's hella true.
And durability.
That's hella true.
And if he tried that flying double hand Superman punch on Alex, he's getting knocked out.
Speaking of crazy unorthodox, Yuri is talking going to middleweight too to take on DDP.
I love that.
You do?
I love that.
Why?
I don't know. So I've always been one to say I don't think he's the most technical fighter.
Yeah.
But I think he can cut to 185, and I think he has the power to knock every last one of those dudes out. And if he's taking shots from 205ers.
That is true.
Yeah, I think he can definitely walk that division down. And then, even then, the champion, I'm not the greatest in the world, bro. I know, like, there's so many leagues of people better than me. But I don't, when I look at Drakus, I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. I don't see it. And then even that fight, it looked super sloppy. And if he wouldn't have choked Adesanya out, he would have lost.
Yeah, I think he would have lost if it didn't get choked out. And I'm still mad that, like, that wasn't on under the neck. It was on the chin. Like, I don't know how strong Drakus is, and I'm not in a championship fight.
I think he's one of the stronger in the division.
But I just feel like it didn't look like it should have submitted Izzy that quick.
You know, people who don't train getting choked all the time have a big fear of it. And, like, when it's setting in, they tap pretty quick. You know, like, it's different for you because how often do you get put in chokes? And, like, not only, like, in roles, but, like, oh, we're doing this choke in class today.
Well, truthfully, I do just literally let people get mine. I remember when I had my fucked up throat because I just gave somebody my throat because I was like, yeah. Oh, I know you're going to try to submit me. I'll give it to you for, like, I don't care.
I don't do that.
I am very... I think that was a learning experience, right?
Yeah, you don't always die from tobacco. You had the what the 40s.
I did have the Marge Simpson's sister's voices.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, it was funny.
The raspy voice, yeah. No, it was a learning experience because now I do because I'm such a nice person, I'm starting to like switch off that nice switch. Like I told, you weren't on the episode, but I was telling, I can't even think of her names right now. Lizzie and Coach Yvette, that like there was someone who like literally just like was heavier than me, just tried to lay and pray and just try to smash me the whole time. And then the next time we rolled, I was like, not happening. And I just like just ran the whole game and made them fucking work the whole match. I didn't necessarily like, I could have submitted them multiple times. I didn't because I still feel like a bully doing that. But I'm at this point where it's like, if I see you want to use me as a challenge now, and I think even Craig Jones talked about this on a podcast recently about like how just like people are just headhunting. If I notice that, I see that, or I already know you have that energy with me, I'm not taking light on you anymore. I'm not giving you chances. I'm just going to fuck you up as much as I can.
I think it's funny just because like there's so many different like the approach to training is so different. Like me, just because my biggest fear is to blow my knee out. I'm way too big to blow my knee out. And the direction jiu-jitsu has taken since I got in is heavy with the legs. So I don't take anyone lightly. I do not allow anyone to do like to get on my legs or anything like that.
Yeah, my legs, hell no. Go ahead.
So I've never been the type of person to take roles easy or to let anyone do anything to me because I know as soon as they see the size disparity, their first thought is, I'm going to try and leg lock him. So maybe because of that, I've never held that sentiment of, I'm going to let you work. Like, I feel like if I decide I'm going to fuck you up and you put up a fight, you're going to learn better that way than me just letting you. Like, if you want to learn and go through it slow with someone else, go somewhere else. But most people, whenever I get most people in side control, they don't have a calm demeanor. They're like, let me get this fat motherfucker off me.
Hey, I have a calm demeanor.
I said most people. Yeah, you know what right, I mean? Right, and then right. even then, the first time I put you in there, or like the first time we rolled and I got you in side control, you did not have a calm demeanor. It took some time, and I could tell you were very much like, I'm trying to calm down, keep going. And I asked you, are you okay? I'm trying to calm down. Keep going.
No, our first time, I wanted to test myself. So I wanted to see if I could just go with like more brutish like tactics to, because you're a big, like you said, you're a bigger guy. So, but I also felt like you could take it. And even then, there was still a reserve on it for me because I didn't want to like piss you off, right? Like I didn't want to like start a fight or make you think that like I really saw you as like a big challenge.
No, there's only one way to piss me off in jiu-jitsu, and that's like if you accidentally hit me in the nuts, like the first time I'm gonna be like, okay, I get it, we're in close quarters, okay. The second time I'm gonna be like, okay, okay. The third time, forever, dude, forever. I will wrist lock you, knee cut you, anything that I'm like, this might hurt a little bit, I'll do it. But you have three times, and not like this day, this time, that's three times. But if it's like three times in one roll or one day, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's the only way to piss me off. Because I realize, like, I signed the waiver to learn and do this. Mm-hmm. It's collateral damage. But, like, there's a line of, that was an accident, and, oh, I, like, oh, oopsie. That was accidentally on purpose.
Yeah, I don't really see how you, like, hit someone in the nuts. I get the whole, like, if you knee cut.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing. There's not much you do. I think one time I like dropped my knee on someone's nuts when I tried a knee cut. It's like I timed it wrong.
And that's why I'm like, yo, after like two times, I'm like, all right, now you're just being, funny.
The second like I hit, I was like, oh, hey, stop. He's like, what? Keep going. I'm like, no, bro, your nuts are more important, bro. We don't need to keep doing this. Let me make sure you're good first. He said, man,
they don't hang like that. Just keep going.
Yo, that dude's a warrior. Like, shout out to him. Like, yeah, he's always in a battle. And I, you know. It is what it is.
It's funny because I've met so many people that are just like, martial arts has opened my eyes just because I used to be a hothead. I used to get into arguments. I used to get into like scuffles in the club and stuff like that. Martial arts has opened my eyes because like, you never know. There's some people that just look like, oh, this guy can't bust a fucking grape, dude. Like no disrespect to him. No disrespect to him. Eric from Misfits.
Oh, yeah.
No one would look at Eric and think like, oh, Eric's just a fucking killer. But he is. Muay Thai. And then not only is he good at all, like, at grappling, striking, and wrestling, he's fucking dirty, dude.
Yeah.
And you never get that from his personality because he's just so friendly and welcoming and like, hey, what's up? And then you take a class, and the first thing he does, he smiles at me, and I'm taking a striking class. He's like, I have a good move that'll work for you. He's like, right? So stick your jab out and then blind them. And Yeah. So he's just pretty much like, we do dirty tactics around here, and then he gives you the...
Yeah, he definitely dabbles in the dark arts.
Yeah, Eric's so fucking funny to me, dude. I love people that you look at them and you wouldn't expect them to fuck you up, and they would.
Same. Yeah. I wish I had that look, but I feel like, you know, my
it's
arms...
It's the scars, dude.
The arms and the scars, like...
It's the scar on your fucking eyebrow. As soon as I seen you, I was like, oh, he's a killer. I was like, this is real-life Dexter right here.
You know, yeah, I just... It's tough because I don't want to come off as like a scary, intimidating person. I want to have fun. And
it just happens.
I want to be Goku. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be Goku. Hey guys, what's up?
But you know what's funny, dude? Ray. Most girls look at her like a scary, intimidating girl, but she's so fucking nice.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. People are gonna gather those sentiments no matter what you do, it's up to us to kind of show the person that we want to be or show the person that we are. But in some cases, you know, sometimes you gotta be that scary, intimidating person. Like, there's, there's a person in my life right now that I stand my ground with him every day, and he thinks, like, he gets so mad, but I'm like, bro.
Bro, I'm about to check somebody in the freaking locker room at the 24-hour fitness, because I swear they keep just, I feel like they're just waiting for me to change. I just catch them looking at me as I swear next time I'm gonna fucking go full. Hey, bro, what the fuck are you looking
at? He's like staring at you?
Like, it's just like, you know when someone's just looking at you, and I'm just like, and I'm doing just enough to be like, this dude's looking at me right now.
No.
That's why, like, I stopped, like, I used to, like, get full naked in the locker room, but nah, I don't anymore. I'm talking about 24-hour fitness.
No, I know what you're talking about. So, with me, I've always had, like, because I've played football for a long time, I've always had, like, every team I've been on, there's the same understanding. Like, when we're naked, like, dude, don't make eye contact with me. Don't look over here. Don't stare at me. You know what I mean? And, like, yeah, there's the joking around in the locker room. But when like, nudity is involved, everyone go their own way.
Yeah.
And if someone's, like, just staring at you in the locker room, I feel like that's breaking code right there. That's code breaking.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it, that's for sure.
Honestly, dude, you should send Steph to check him. Be like, don't be looking at my man, all right? You know?
Maybe.
She said, that's right.
I said that's mine. Oh. Yes, it's all. Yes. Love you, babe. Girls and being intimidating. I just started something, and you're gonna be proud of me. So I couldn't start it before because it was a very dark anime, and it was like,
okay,
people, I'm getting there. What is it?
You started Jujutsu Kaisen.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Okay, I was about to be hype.
No. Okay, Attack on Titan. I started Attack on Titan. Okay. I literally started, and it was cracking me up because I think his name's Aaron, the dude, the black hair, one of the main dudes.
Yeah.
His boy's getting jacked up, hemmed up by these dudes in the corner, the blonde hair kid. And he's like, I don't care, you're dumb as a rock. I already beat you. You're just a brute. You just would have hit me. I've already won. And then so Aaron runs up, and then he's running at him. And dudes are like, oh, it's Aaron. Let's whoop his ass. And then they see his sister. They're like, oh, shit, we out of here.
We got it. Yeah. So there's a super cool fight in there. I think it's like end of season 2, maybe beginning of season 3 of that. Heavily in jujitsu, choreographed.
Okay.
There's a in the fight, they're striking, but there's a flying triangle thrown whenever they're in their monster form. There's an arm bar. There's a cool little, like, 10 to 15 seconds of a jujitsu scramble.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got to wait 3 seasons to watch 15? I mean, that's like watching.
So I'm not going to lie to you. I never finished Attack on Titan. I watched up to whenever they started doing the last season, part one.
Your favorite anime?
No, my favorite anime is One Piece. Jujutsu Kaisen's another one that I'm pretty.
Okay.
And I know you don't like it because there's no jujitsu in Jujutsu Kaisen, but it's not spelled the same.
He said on principle.
Oh shit. But yeah, Mikasa's is a bad.
What's his sister's name? And the girl who scared everybody.
Mikasa.
Mikasa. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My girl gets mad because I told her. She's like, she was doing that hypothetical. Like, if we have a kid, I'd name the girl this. I'm like, no, you're not. You're naming her Mikasa.
I'm telling you, we're not having kids, but if we end up adopting at some point, my daughter will be like Hit Girl from Kick-Ass.
I don't know about that, dude. She low-key had issues, dog.
I mean, yeah.
She was murdering people and then like, hi.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's like, you know, I want to raise a killer, but she can also survive in, reality.
I'd like to, like, if I had kids, I'd like to raise them to defend themselves, but not be a, like those do, like, you got to go back and watch those movies, dude. She was a fucking cold, calculated murderer. And, like, some of those dudes had given up. They were like, no, I don't want anything. They never tried to attack her, but she still...
Nah, you got to let them know. You got to let them know because, you know, those same dudes are like, I don't want anything. I don't want no smoke. They'll come back. They'll come back with more people.
She let them know, and they knew for about... 5 seconds before they passed away. She murdered everybody.
No, you're like before they passed away.
Yeah, they knew for a very short period of time before it didn't matter what they knew or not. You know?
So you're not cool with unaliving people then if it comes down to it, is what you're saying.
So the thing is like this. Like I know like I've been in fights. I've been in fights that have gotten bad. I know that I don't think it would sit well on my conscience if I had to protect mm-hmm. my family, to protect, like, I would. I'm from Texas. Like,
I'm from Texas.
Like, someone was around a good friend of mine's yard back home, and he posted about it. And I asked him, I was like, dude, what happened? You pull out the blammer? And he's like, yeah, I just felt bad for him, so I let him go. But I let him know the next time he's over here, I'm going to blow his fucking chest in. And I was like, Texas shit, you know? But do I want that on my conscience if I don't have to? No.
No, like, I don't think anyone really wants that on their conscience unless you're, like, Ted Bundy type.
Yeah, like, I think I could if I needed to, but I don't think I'd feel good about it.
Okay.
I don't think at the end of the day I'd feel like, damn, I wish that could have ended a different way. And I'd probably try and let it end a different way, but if I had no choice, I would.
I mean, I'm right there with you. I'm going to try to do that, but it's just like, well, like I was saying, it's like, I guess it all comes down to energy, right? Like,
exactly.
When you know the energy that someone is bringing, and as martial artists, as combatants, I think you kind of have a better gauge on what that energy is in those situations. So if you're bringing that energy of like, oh, this dude's going to come back if I let him go, or I actually scared this person, and they know, hey, let's never do this again. Those are two different scenarios for me, right? Like, if I feel like you're remorseful, you learned your lesson, go on, be free. Go fuck up someone else. Don't come back here.
Yeah. So the thing is like in that situation, yeah, I'd let him go. In a deeper situation, probably not. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about Hit Girl. She was the sinister one. Like, granted, it started off as them. I don't know if you remember that scene. Only two people were the problem people. Everyone else was trying to escape. her face was masked. They had no idea who her identity was. She was fully gloved up. Like, they had taken their precautions, but she made sure to dust everybody in that room. And that's where I'm like, I couldn't do that.
Okay.
Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a super spy. I don't think I have it in me, dog. But have you ever seen the show Dexter?
Yeah, I saw that.
The opening, like, when they're, like, cooking, they're, like, making, like, all the food references to meat, but how he kills and dismembers people.
Yeah.
Like, the context behind how they're cutting into the meat and, like, the stuff coming out of the orange grosses me out every time, and I know it's just food.
I actually really enjoyed Dexter for a very long time until season 3, when... I may put spoilers out here, so if y'all ain't
seen Dexter... If you haven't seen Dexter, yeah, that's your fault.
It's your fault.
I like season 1 and 2. I love season 2. When, like, season 2 was...
Surprise, motherfucker!
That's season 1. that's the last episode of season 1.
That'd be crazy,
But season 2 was a great fucking... Was a great season. Season 3 took a dip. Season 4 is lit again, and then after that, I'm out. I leave Dexter after season 4 every time.
Yeah, I kind of... What was it? It was... they killed his wife. And then Lumen came in. That's what I was saying. When Lumen came in... what's her name? I can't think of her name.
The next girlfriend after?
Yeah. She was...
You know what I figured out? What? About... It never hit me.
Julia Stiles. That's her name. Julia Stiles.
I don't know.
Lumen. That's who Lumen was.
Oh, Julia the girl? Stiles. Okay.
Yeah. It hit you. Sorry.
In Dexter, dude, I never knew that Deb was from White Chicks, bro. Tina the talking tummy.
Oh,
that's fucking Deb, dude.
That just hit me too, bro.
I've never made the connection, and then I seen it on TikTok, and I was watching it, and I can't take her. Like, I already didn't take her character that seriously anyway, but now I can't take her character seriously.
Yeah.
But, like, the cussing just doesn't fit her. I can tell she didn't even like doing it sometimes. Like, in some scenes, she's like, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of cussing.
Yeah, that was a very interesting show, the way it ended. They made another one.
I'm a big Dexter fan. I watched it. It was cool. And they're making a new one.
They're bringing them back again?
So,
I mean, I guess if I survive cancer, like, I'd try to make as many shows as I could.
He survived cancer?
Yeah. So Michael C. Hall, that's his name, right? Yeah. Michael C. Hall had cancer, like, I think, like, in the last part of, like, the last few seasons of Dexter.
I did not know that.
And he, like, ended up beating it or whatever. So, yeah.
So they make a lot of references in Dexter about he trained jiu-jitsu in college and he did all this stuff. Go back and watch that show, dude. You'll laugh so hard.
No,
all the chokes are terrible. Like, you can see, like, their hand will be straight across, and you can see that there's hella space on each side of the carotid. Like, when Deb gets kidnapped by the ice truck killer, and he's, like, choking her out, and I'm like, just get out. Like, just pull your head out, dude, because he's not grabbing you. It's pretty funny, but I still like the show. The new one wasn't good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't good. But the way it ended, it's definitely open to interpretation, because his son comes back, Harrison.
Okay.
And Harrison has the same, like, need to kill people, kind of.
Okay.
But he controls it way better than Dexter does.
Copy.
And he kind of uses it in self-defense. And Dexter thought they were going to bond or whatever. And he takes him and shows him how he does it. And he did not fuck with it. So Harrison kind of turns him in. And when he was running away, he shot him. And the closing scene is it like zooming out on Dexter, and he's bleeding out in the snow. But it never said he died. It never said.
I think I saw something on TikTok saying that the showrunner said he knows a way to make you come. I told you, I'm on TikTok.
Look at you, dude. I've been telling you, you're a fucking TikToker now, huh?
I freaking... Part of me likes it in the sense of, like, I get it now. I get, like, oh, it's way better than, like, Instagram reels, because the fact that you can go back, like, oh, I missed that. Or, like, oh, you know what? I can go back 3 more or 5 more and show somebody this, as opposed to, like, once you, like, click off the reel in IG, it's gone. There's nothing you can do. So I think I like it for that aspect, but it is kind of a rabbit hole suck. I was definitely... in a hole, and actually this is part of the reason why I started watching Attack on Titan, because I was definitely in a rabbit hole of, like, Nephilim and giants. Like, are giants real?
Oh, dude.
Giants in Utah and Nevada.
TikTok will fucking have you for hours.
Yeah.
For hours in a chokehold, and then you'll start realizing the videos repeat themselves and go on.
Yeah.
But it's fucking
dangerous.
They
almost got me. They almost made me believe the Earth was flat. We got an ice wall.
Oh my god, dude. This hey, get him off.
But no, I'm joking, but like the evidence that some of these videos put up, like, it is, like, low-key plausible. And if you suspend some suspension of suspension of disbelief, in a sense of, like, oh, the Earth's flat. Okay, there's this ice wall. No one's really allowed to go to Antarctica, so it kind of makes you believe, like, oh, okay, they could be hiding some. There could be stuff past that wall. You think of, like, Attack on Titan, the walls, the giants, the Nephilim, all that stuff. If you live in a world of fantasy, yeah, it could happen. But then if you look outside, it's like the moon circle, Jupiter circle, Mars circle, all these planets and stuff are circle. Why the would just Earth be flat? That doesn't make sense.
No. Like, so there's so many conspiracy theories out there. There are so many. Like, there was a point in time where I had a belief that pretty much everyone on Earth is aliens, bro. Like that was my belief. But the thing is there's the reason, because it's a known thing that Area 51 is pretty much like, you come in here, we'll kill you on sight.
Yeah.
And the reason for that being is Area 51 and Antarctica are the exits to the simulation that we're in. And the reason that we're in here is because we're the criminals, or we're the bad aliens of that group. And we're just in here because they don't want to deal with us. And that was just something, and I wouldn't say I like wholeheartedly believed it, but like it was just like a conspiracy that I was like, I was like, I get it, you know, man. But well, yeah, you know, there's so many conspiracies.
So what are there any conspiracies you believe now since we're on them, since we're talking about it?
The only conspiracy I believe is that they fucking baby fed Adesanya to the title until they couldn't do it no more.
Ooh.
that's really the only one right now.
Okay.
I haven't been looking too deep into them, but the lizard people one's kind of cool.
Yeah.
The one where that girl's like, that motherfucker is not real.
Oh, on the plane.
That's not real. Yeah, they're saying that she said. They said three things about her. One, that it's not, that the one that we seen doing interviews is not her.
I saw that
she disappeared after that. Two, she was like unconsolable even after the plane. Like she's like you got to get everyone off that plane. And they're saying that she seen like the person she was next to, like their lizard suit or whatever that they're in. It malfunctioned and their eyes blinked this way instead of this way.
Okay.
And that's why she spazzed out.
I don't know what I believe about lizard people. That seems a little far-fetched to me.
Yeah.
I am going to say the conspiracy theory I believe is that giants are real. I believe in giants. Just because, like, you know, the whole thing of fallen angels coming down and mating with human women, and the offspring of them were giants, and those are what the Nephilim were in the Bible. And I feel like there's enough evidence that kind of alludes to that. Maybe they are all wiped out in that great flood. Huh?
The landscapes around the world, a lot of it looks like giant stairs or giant buildings, stuff yeah. like that. I get you.
Yeah.
And to be clear, I don't believe the lizard people. That's just what they're saying about that.
Okay.
But yeah, I've looked at a lot of conspiracy theories, and I don't 100% agree with any of them. But the giants is one that I can kind of get behind, because like there's a lot of fucking like stuff in this world that's unexplainable architecture wise.
Yeah.
Like the pyramids. We struggle building that shit now.
And what would that be for a giant to just pick up one of those blocks, possibly?
That. I forget where it is, but there's like, they use it in Game of Thrones. There's like this area, and like, it's supposed to be a mountain, but it looks like perfectly carved out stairs. I don't remember where it is. I don't remember what it is. I just know it looks like stairs.
Okay.
And then the pyramids underwater. There's a lot of like stuff with the world that can possibly
do you think like there's like aliens or something living underwater? Maybe not aliens, but maybe like some other type humanoid type creature that
is one thing I get behind. I'll say this to the death of me. I do not feel like we're supposed to be in the water. I do not feel like we're supposed to. Well, when I say water, I mean the ocean.
Okay.
Like, that's why we don't know what happens in the Bermuda Triangle.
Lakes scare the shit out of me.
I don't like lakes either, because they're still water. And then they preserve bodies because it's too cold. Most of them will preserve bodies forever.
What?
Yeah, like in Michigan, like if you go to the lakes out in Michigan, the water's so cold that say someone drowns in that lake and they're found 6 years later, they're going to be perfectly intact.
What?
Because the water's too cold for them to decompose.
It's not cold in the summer.
It's always cold.
Oh, deep enough, deep enough. Okay.
Yeah, because they like, drown
we go
and
to
they
beach
sink.
Like when we used to go to. It's so funny. So when I moved from California to Indiana, it was like, let's go to the beach. I'm like,
the what?
The what? There is no beach here. I'm like, yeah. The Lake Michigan. I'm like, that's not a beach, that's a lake, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I to a certain degree, I like lakes, but there's too much that I'm like, And then even then, how is our planet 70% water? And of that 70%, we can only really explore or access 30%.
Yeah.
And then like the Titanic, we go straight down and back up. Cancel, like, Cancel me if you want to. I do not feel sorry for the Pringle can people from last summer.
Okay, okay.
Just because for all that money and all that science, you don't do research.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't do the thing where you put the soda can in the jar and then you close the jar with, like, a little bit of smoke and it crumbles and you're going to take a Pringles can to the bottom of the ocean? Don't. I only feel bad for the 18-year-old. The rest of them, I'm like...
No, I feel bad for anyone who loses life in general. I guess good or bad person. I value life.
I value life too, but if someone is so eager to throw it away, I cannot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just from choice. Like me personally, I believe there's kaijus and shit in the water that we just don't know.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and like they're getting sick of us. Like, they're finding trash in places that are, like, directly in the middle of the ocean where there's no land around.
Speaking of TikTok, did you see that video that I sent you? I literally sent it to you today. This is, like, I'm going to have to download this and put this up here. This.
No.
What? Nah.
Nah,
bro.
You see?
Nah, bro.
No. Nope. And blammers don't work in the water. Nope.
No. No. I don't know what the fuck that creature is.
No, dude. There's too much in the water that I'm like, I don't like it. And then, like, sharks are not the fastest swimmers in the water. Not even close. Most of them swim, like, 40 miles an hour.
It's the octopus that 40 I'm worried to 70. About, bro.
That, and they're smart as shit. I don't like anything in the water, bro. Anything in the water. My homie asked me, he's like, would you go scuba diving or like deep sea diving? No, dude. No, bro. Like, look at me. There's two things I'm not meant for. I'm not meant to be in water and I'm not meant to be in the air. So don't ask me to do those things.
Both skydiving and scuba diving were some of the best experiences I've had in my life.
I'm 6'6", 320 pounds. I am not meant to be in the air. They say the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Yeah, dude, it sounds like I'm about to fall pretty fucking hard if I jump out of a plane.
Not if the parachute works, bro.
What do you say? Not what?
If the parachute works,
I'm okay.
Yeah. I get that. It was funny. My lady was like, let's go on a scuba diving trip up in Canada. And I'm kind of like, I think I'm like, I've been on TikTok too much that I don't want to go ever back into the ocean to scuba dive ever again. Yeah, sorry, I'm telling you now, so you can't argue with me while we're filming. Love you.
My girl's gone.
Give me a thumbs down because she's being respectful and not. You can yell out if you want to. I don't care.
My girl's gone fucking skydiving twice or three times, and both times she's like, do you want to come with us? I was like, fuck no.
I had no interest. I want to go again. I low-key want to go again because I barely remember the experience. I have it on video and that's cool, but I do remember they made me pay extra money because I was too fat. They were like, hey, you're over weight limit. You got to pay like $100 more. I was like, but the coupon says $150, sir. He was like, yeah, but you're over the weight, so you got to pay $100 more. So I got to pay $250? He was like, yeah. I was like, all right, let's go.
I wouldn't have even looked up the coupon, dog. You're better than me. I'm not going. But, yeah, no, dude, I can't. Like, extreme sport. Like, I want to learn how to snowboard. I was pretty good with the skateboard. I was pretty good with the longboard. I'd love to learn how to snowboard or ski. Anything where my feet leave the ground, I'm not too excited to try it.
Okay.
Not at all.
Scuba diving was fun, though. I remember scuba diving. I do remember, like, I did get a little nervous because there were some sharks. But they were like little small nurse sharks, right? They weren't like, they were like ones that, like, can't even eat you type stuff, right?
As long as I get a water blammer, I'm fine. The little harpoon, anything.
That's what I was saying. I was like, yo, can I get a harpoon? They were like, nah, we don't carry those. And I'm like,
oh, so you care about their life and not mine.
I was like, why are we not carrying harpoons on standard when we go in scuba diving? Like, at this point, there's got to be, like, a revolver harpoon gun, like, where you just, like, have them already loaded. And it's just like...
Yeah, I'd go if I had that. I'd be killing, like, flounder from Mermaid.
No, but octopus, like, I'm scared of octopus. Sharks obviously scare me. And there's these stupid videos on, I keep seeing on the internet. It's like, if a shark comes at you, don't be afraid. Just gently stand there and nudge it to the side. I'm like, you about to get eaten, girl.
Dog. I think I seen the video you're talking about. And I was like, no. They said, just stop it by the nose and flip it upside down. No.
Tickle its belly.
No. You're crazy, dude. You're crazy.
Even if it goes the other way, what's to stop it from coming back at full force? Yeah.
Make all the jokes you want. I'm not the strongest swimmer. So when I'm scuba diving, I'm focused.
What kind of jokes?
You know what jokes, bro.
Oh, are you alluding because you're black and you can't swim?
Bro, I'm telling you, I've gone every time people like are like, oh, do you swim? And I'm like, no, I'm not like that big of a swimmer. They come immediately. They're like, oh, they think it's so fucking funny. But make all the jokes you want. I'm like, if I'm ever scuba diving, I'm focused on not dying, not flipping a shark to its belly. And no, it's not my thing.
Yeah, I don't think I could have survived back in... I love nature. I really do love being out in nature, but I don't think I could have survived back before civilization existed. Because, like, I just think about, like, we go, like, forest bathing. Like, we'll just go to walk around with our bare feet on in the, like, grass and woods and stuff out here at, like, Griffith Park. And, like, I'm like, what if a mountain lion came out here? Like, what if, like, and I'm like, oh, it's the city. We're good right now.
But, so let me ask you a question. Are you born in that time and raised there, or are you teleported back to that time and you are as you are now?
I mean, if I'm teleported back in that time as I am right now, I don't think, like, my anxiety is way too high to, like, live in that world to be there. Like, if I was born there and it's kind of like, this is what you do, and I grew up, like, but even then, I don't even know how I don't know how humans survive to this point. That still baffles me.
It's because, like, we're smarter than animals. Like there's smart animals, but for the most part, there's the thing that sets us apart is we think on, like, a deeper level than most animals. Mm-hmm. And then we have thumbs.
I thought you were saying fire.
Oh no, that too, but the pretty much us having thumbs sets us apart. That's what allowed us to create weapons. That's what allowed us to That's one of the big reasons. And then, like, yeah, monkeys have thumbs, but they're not thinking on a deep enough level to, well, make weapons. But I don't know if you've seen recently, monkeys have been adapting that. Like, monkeys have been making weapons out of sticks and making spears and shit recently.
I saw a video where, like, an orangutan was spear fishing.
Yeah. So they are starting to... Like, which I'm like, y'all never seen Planet of the Apes. Man.
What would you do? What would you do if, like, let's just say in, like, 10 years, all of a sudden, apes started, like, talking and was like, hey, bro, I want a house. I like your house, son.
I believe in blammers, dog. I believe in blammers. He'd get... Dude... Speaking of, I like your house, I'm going to take your house. Have you seen what's going on in Aurora, Colorado?
No.
Colorado? So, not to get political, but all this giving...
We didn't really talk shit about jujitsu at all today, so let's get political. Let's do it.
It's all right, but so they're passing that law in California, or they're trying to pass that law where it's like they're trying to give immigrants zero interest housing. Like, to buy a house.
Why the fuck do immigrants get
so
that?
Exactly. But in Colorado, with all of these immigrant-friendly rules, they've been running up an apartment complex, kicking everyone out, and then charging them to get their house back. And there's nothing that the owners of the buildings can do. The cops are pretty much on some...
Wow.
Because they fortified the apartment complex. They can't get in. They can't get out. And it's happened to a few, like, apartment complexes already. And then they're also disguising themselves as Amazon workers and bum-rushing into the house when you open the doors. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. And it's like Venezuelan gangs in Colorado that are doing this. Wow. And it's only going to spread to places that have, like... that kind of law set up.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even know. I don't align with, let me just say this first before we go down this rabbit hole. I don't align with any party. I don't align with any side. I think it's a big game of...
I align with
they're
money.
Doing it to you. No, they're doing it to you. And it's like, and I think it's all a big distraction. So I'll state that at first. That's not to say there aren't good people on either side doing good things and things going and pushing the narrative forward in a positive way. But I don't like that we're not putting America first. I don't like that, you know, people from other countries can come in and somehow get a leg up without the proper channels and without doing the work, especially when there are people here who are struggling so bad. You walk down Hollywood Boulevard and you just see tents upon tents upon tents upon tents.
Not only that, it's like we're giving these people who are... they're immigrants, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing bad about it. Like, it just is what it is. But there's people who have fought for this country who are staying in those tents.
Exactly.
My grandma's a veteran. My cousin Gloria is a veteran. I have uncles that are veterans. My grandpa is a veteran. So it just doesn't sit well with me. But at the same time, it makes the choice, like, because whenever I was 18, the possibility of me going to the army was always a thought in my head. Mm-hmm. It makes me so glad that I didn't make the mistake to go and fight for this country, because now I'm looking around, I was like, would they have taken care of me afterwards?
Yeah.
After the fact? Because, like, if you ask a lot of these homeless people their stories, like, I'm big, and I know how to defend myself well enough to where I feel like in most situations I can get away if there's no weapon involved.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm willing to talk to a lot of these people. And most of them are fucking veterans, dude. They're veterans. And if you ask them what happened, and it's usually the same story. My wife left me. She took everything. Or, like, when I came home, I had some mental issues and the government didn't help me. And to turn around and take the tax money that you're paying, that my girl's paying, your girl's paying, that everyone's paying, and we're just supplying houses for these people who are coming in. And not all of them are bad, but in the cases of Aurora, Colorado, yeah, and all these places where the squatters laws are, like, people are renting out Airbnbs, refusing to leave, and after a certain amount of time, they're a resident there now.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. Yeah. And, like, you know, I won't put too many people's information out there, but I will say this. I have a family member who's very close to me, they are a veteran. They fought in the Operation Iraqi Freedom, and they came back with PTSD. And so much so that I visually saw them change. And at the time, I didn't really understand it because I was younger, you know what I mean? It's like twitching and fiddling and just like always scouting and just like, I'm like, yo, that's not who you are. I'm like, hey, you're fine. We're here. We're good. But they're not there. And that person doesn't own a home. That person has had to fight tooth and nail with the VA to get any sort of disability, any sort of help. And that's where what you're saying, I think, comes into play is like, why aren't we helping the people that have gone out to fight these wars for our country, so to say?
Yeah, like, it just kind of sucks, you know what I mean? Because it's like, what's the real benefit? What's the real benefit for these guys? Because at the end of the day, you can say, oh, you're doing it for your country. But like me and you, right? I don't have no beef with Russians. I have no beef with Russia.
Nah, you know, in fact, I would love to go, like, I would love to see every place on this earth.
Exactly. Our government has beef with Russia. Our government has beef with China. So therefore, we're sending our family members because a couple of old ass men and women who don't want to retire have beef with another couple of old ass men and women from another country. So now our family has to suffer. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, you're going to spit in our face and be like, oh, okay, well, like, I know you're paying taxes and I know your family fought, but we're going to give the easy ticket, or we're going to give the easy or the great benefits to these people who are fleeing their country. Why are they fleeing their country? I don't know. Some of them are criminals. Some of them just want a better life. It's not black, like, nothing's black and white, but it's like, why would I be proud to be a part of this? You know what I mean? When you're letting the majority suffer for people who aren't from here.
That's an interesting question. Why would I be proud to be a part of this? I think what America stands for, let's take out the wars, what it stands for as far as like freedom to be individually who you are and who you want to be without judgment, without persecution, the ability to go out and get a job no matter what your race is. And I know there's problems, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Race, sexual orientation, whatever the case, whatever you identify as they, them, her, whatever the case is, a cat, dog, it doesn't matter. In America, you're supposed to be free and liberated from all of those oppressions. And that's the one thing that I could say that there's something to be proud of that, right? The inclusivity in that aspect.
Yeah, but now, so now you're free and you're getting this inclusivity, but you're bogged down by a lot of financial, like, because that's one thing that people don't talk about with America, is a financial, is just the financial upkeep that you need to be here.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
that's
matter,
very true.
No matter where you are, you know what I mean? And, like, there's people who have been paying taxes for 35, 36, 37, 30, 40 years who can't have a fucking house. And you're letting these people come in and get the great deal on the house because why? What's the real benefit of that? You know what I mean? Like, if anyone should get the houses, it should be the people who are probably in their 40s, the people who are in their 50s and they have nowhere to go. Like, if they were giving that housing option.
Single mom who's taking care of
three kids. Like, if they were giving, because maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm missing something, but from what I'm being told and what I'm hearing, this is my understanding of it, like, we're not taking care of our citizens and we're helping people who aren't from here get this. But these people have been paying taxes, doing, like, being upstanding citizens, and especially if they don't have a criminal record, why is this deal only for illegal immigrants?
Yeah.
Why cannot the single mom? Because, like, single parents do have Section 8, but that waiting list is fucking crazy.
That, and let's just be real. The Section 8 houses are literally in Section 8 neighborhoods. Neighborhoods that are forgotten, neighborhoods that are run down, neighborhoods that aren't being taken care of or invested
in. Depends on where you are. I've seen some nice ass Section 8s. Unless you're being gentrified. I've seen some nice ass Section 8s. Nice Section 8s out there, but you're right, dude. It just doesn't make sense to me, and it's like, especially with like Aurora, Colorado. So like, Colorado politically has either, like, everything California does, they do shortly after, you know. And who's to say that shit's not going to happen here next?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And like, I don't think they're, like, really earning, like, they want faith from their citizens, and they're not earning it, you know what I mean? Like, they're showing at every step of the way, in my eyes, that they don't really rock with us like that.
Yeah, and it's, like, what's really tough is, like, there's no real place to point the blame. You can point it at the president, you can point it at, you know, the policies that are in place and say that it's the president's fault, but it's not even the president's fault, because when you get into office, you have to abide by the delegates and everyone else who votes to let these laws go through. And like, a president can only do so much, and they only have 4 years to do it.
And not only that, it's like, it's checks and balances. He has to propose, the bill has to be proposed, then it has to go to Senate, then it goes to his desk, and then, like, it has to be approved at multiple levels for it to pass.
And not even, as we've seen in the last few years, that a new president can come in and then rewrite what was already done just by changing justices and courts and stuff like that.
Exactly. But that's the thing. You have to get your party on the court. But leading back to what this podcast is really about, that is why you should take your ass and learn some self-defense.
Because yes, it's funny. I was giving my segue back into it. I love it. We did get off course here.
Can't tell.
It's political season. We fired up over here.
Yeah, but just with that being said, and, you know, if I said anything wrong politically, feel free to correct me or tell me your point of view. I don't really care. But at the end of the day, the one thing we can't deny is what's going on in America is kind of dangerous, and everybody should learn how to protect themselves.
Yeah, and I
agree. Or get a blammer.
No, I definitely think that. I mean, well, they, at the end of the day, you know, who knows? I don't think it'll ever happen. I don't think ever guns will ever be banned in this country. I think too many people have guns for them to be banned. And I think that would cause more problems than good. But
check this out.
What?
What's the first thing Germany did before Hitler took over?
What'd they do?
Got rid of guns. So that people couldn't fight back. You get rid of guns, you tie your country's hands. They can't fight back.
Yeah.
And like, they get rid of guns in all the country. There's no civil war. And then even then, so you get rid of guns. The people who do follow the law, they're the ones who are at a disadvantage. Like, selling cocaine's illegal. People still do it.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
You know, I'd rather be in an open carry state where you know who has, like, everyone has guns.
I'm of the mindset, is like, do you ever see that show Borderlands?
No.
I think the theory was, like, guns were gone and people were, like fighting clans and stuff like that. And that's how they're just like, I really feel like everything should be settled by the best fighter. You should just, like, train, like, the best fighter. I don't care if you put them on juice and all that. Give them whatever they want. Can't handle robot legs or nothing. But, like,
so you know you're what I mean? So you're saying basically, this country has their best fighter. America has their best fighter, John Jones.
I'm talking power of tournament for the world.
I think we
get your Piccolos, get your
Tupas. Are we doing weight classes or open catch? Because the thing is, if we do that, I think America wins again. I think just like the Olympics, America wins, bro.
I think so too.
Because here's what the handoff would have been for the last 20 years, right? Or for the last like 30 years, right? In the 90s, we would have sent Mike Tyson. Who's beating Mike Tyson?
Yeah, but in the 90s, right? Like, if we're talking actual fighting, he would have got leg kicked and there might have been a problem. Like, you got to train all
you're right.
Blend all the styles to bring it back.
You're 100% right, but think about how disconnected the styles were back then compared to now. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think he would have did fine. But then after that, right, the baton was handed to John Jones.
But here's the question. Do you think Mike Tyson could have been Hoist Gracie?
The thing about Hoist Gracie, right, is he was eating shots to get in. That's what it would have came down to. Could he have eaten those shots?
Could he have eaten the Mike Tyson shot?
Because I don't think there's a UFC fighter that's ever putting down prime Mike Tyson power. And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Except maybe Ngannou. I think Ngannou might have that kind of power.
But I'm just saying, because you said 90s. That's why.
Yeah. But I think it's hard to complete a takedown when you've been fucking rocked.
Why don't we
leave
this up to public opinion? We're going to wrap up. We're going to wrap this up. And I'm going to leave y'all with this. Let us know if you think Mike Tyson could beat Hoist Gracie, or do you think Hoist Gracie would beat Mike Tyson in that time? Let's just say UFC 1, the final match was Mike Tyson versus Hoist Gracie. Who wins?
I'm going Mike.
You're going Mike?
I'm going Mike just because you're forgetting how quick he was back then.
Can I sit on the fence on this one? Do I have to answer?
See, you can sit on the fence if you want. I'm gonna publicly answer this just for the one reason is we're forgetting how athletic that fool was back then.
That is true, and I don't feel like Hoist was that athletic. And that is the downside. That is what we're seeing now with jiu-jitsu. The downside of elite jiu-jitsu practitioners comes down to the athleticism.
Yeah, and then even then, like, I think that maybe Hoist would have took him down, but he would have had to survive like 3 or 4 good shots to do it. Because in most takedowns, you have to drop your hands.
Would it? But like, well, if Hoist Gracie was leg locking, no, he just in.
The thing is they didn't leg lock back then.
I'm joking. Like, I'm literally creating scenarios that goes against everything I stand for.
But that shit's funny. He said, Hoist Gracie ain't no toe sniffer.
we're definitely at our time, DJ. It's been fun.
This one was fun. Random as shit.
It was totally random. honestly, it's just because I'm going to IBJJF this weekend. You know, I'm filming a doc on my man T. He's going to be competing as the blue belt.
I have all the faith in the world that T's going to handle business for real.
He said his bracket is deep. He says he's got like 40 some odd people.
He's blue belt, and how much does he weigh?
He's going to be 195, I believe.
Deep fucking bracket.
It's a deep bracket.
But if anyone can do it, I think it's T. He has crazy cardio. He's good and he's competitive. I think he's going to handle business and he's going to fucking kill it.
Yeah.
Personally. But, you know, and then the bright side is, not the bright side, the other side is, I'd hate to see the monster that emerges if he fucking doesn't. Either way, he's either going to win and prove the monster he is, and if for whatever reason he doesn't, it's going to wake up a different fucking beast because he just strikes me as that fucking guy.
Vegeta out in the motherfucking space turning Super Saiyan for the first time, coming back shitting on the androids.
I'd say something different, man. I'd say something different just because something about being around T, he's a friendly guy, but just the fire to be the one just radiates off of him.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to win, and for whatever reason, if he doesn't, I feel bad for the next few people that see him in tournaments and like not necessarily at Forge, but he's already woken up. But if... Like, I don't know. Just a competitor like that, a loss is kind of a bad thing for other competitors just because.
Yeah. You're right. Like, he definitely wants to be the one. I'm definitely content being one of 100. Like, I'm cool with that. I don't need to be the one. I just can't be at the back of the line. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny, dude? I get what you're saying. I was content, but this last 5-6 months has been a little hard for me.
I just know what it takes, and my body's falling apart. Since this tournament, I'm not coming back. Like my ailments are still nagging me, whereas before they would kind of go away after like a couple of weeks of rest.
You tried?
2 months out, and I'm.
We'll talk about it after, but I think I might be able to help you with that. Okay. But you know, super fun fucking podcast, man. It was random as shit. Sorry, we didn't talk about jiu-jitsu as much. We got a little bit of striking in there, but it was a little different. But with that being said, like, comment, subscribe, and if you're looking for the smoke, wait 2 weeks and hit up T.
Yes, he didn't mention me. Yeah, because I'm retired.
He's not retired, though. He's not retired. You can hit up Jay, too, but I'm just saying, wait 2 weeks and hit up T. Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah, he's not retired. He's not retired. I won't let it happen.
Thank you guys for tapping in, and y'all stay blessed.